Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. Never would have left if I'd have known how it turned out. A colossal wreck, watching all my comrades drown. The last thing that I saw were of a swallowed hole, a giant pulsing eyeball and a big black hole. Trying not to think about what lies below, terrified of where it goes. Praying I dissolve before I get to know. There were serpents on the map. Probably should have noticed that. Suddenly a pigment rose, towering above the board. At the joke alone, Kayamaya Kumama. Hydra leaked a cracking nest in Anbakunawa. If I could go back and pin and press redo, I'd tell them what awaited in the deadly blue. A vortex in the sea that salivates for you, banging on its plate for food, satiated only when it grabs a hold and chews. I recommend that you stay home, unless you find the notion of living in a stomach flood.
Hey, welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine Week. Who the fuck knows?
30-something, probably.
I'm Austin from Smashy Claw. I just got back from the dentist, so I'm all gassed up and numb of mouth. So this will be an interesting podcast. It's Leviathan this week, right? Yeah, Leviathan. Song about the sea monster. I think it's supposed to sound like a Beach Boys song. Right, yeah. All Brian Wilson-y and shit. More Surfing USA than Pest Sounds, but, you know, they're distinct sounds. You know what else is a distinct sound is the way I'm talking. So distinct that you might have difficulty understanding what I'm saying. There's like drool coming out of my mouth as I'm trying to talk right now, and I'm only like half aware of the words that are pouring out of my face. So by the end of this, I'm certain that the microphone will be covered in saliva, and you will have gained nothing. You will have incurred no information from this podcast other than that I have made a poor decision in recording it. Leviathan. We were talking about Leviathan. Get back on track, people. This one has the most vocals of any song that we've ever done. Isn't it ironic that I'm talking about the song that has the most vocals and I can, like, hardly manage to put together a coherent sentence? Comedy. Serendipity. Irony. One of those words is appropriate for this situation. Because, you know, when you're doing the Beach Boys, you just gotta pile on the vocals. Because they love their vocals, those Beach Boys. Those fucking Beach Boys and their vocals. They love them. They love their vocals, the Beach Boys. So in order to sound like the Beach Boys, you two have to sound. You have to have the appearance of loving your vocals. So we put a lot of vocals. Vocals. I'm seriously like forming a well of drool upon my shirt as I try to do this. So if you ever wanted a preview of what this podcast would sound like if I got a lobotomy, this is your week. Who did the video? There's a video. We do videos. Every week there's a video with the songs. If you're just listening to the podcast, there's videos. Watch the videos. So you're missing half the content if you're only listening to the songs. So I don't remember who did the video. Let's look it up. I'm going on the internet to find out this information for you. Putting in all the effort so you can have all the information. Max. A Mr. Max Redderson is the lad that compiled the animated music video for Leviathan. Thanks, Max. Sorry I forgot your name. I'm sure it's mostly to do with the drugged up state in which I am recording. Certainly not because you are not memorable. You're very memorable. You're a lovely fellow who made a lovely video for Leviathan. So thank you to Max. All praise be to Max. Fuck, Gene Wilder just died. Yes, in addition to recording this podcast absentmindedly on dental anesthetic, I'm also surfing the web. So I'm really putting my best foot forward on this particular week's podcast. But Gene Wilder. I just saw that Gene Wilder died on the internet, and that's a bummer. That's a shame, because he's a guy who I've watched all my life. You know, whether it's the Mel Brooks movies, or the stuff he did with Richard Pryor, or... well, shit, Willy Wonka. So many legendary things this guy did. And you never heard much about him. Like, he wasn't one of the celebrities that was very into being a celebrity. There's something, you know, sort of admirable about that, I suppose. So 2016 continues to be the year that kills everyone that we admire the most. Bowie and Snape, and certainly next month we'll be hearing about Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan and Santa Claus dying. Sorry, Gene. You'll be greatly missed by everybody. I'm sorry I'm talking about you in such a stupid and incoherent way when I should be talking about Leviathan, which is week 30 something of Claw Machine. Thanks for checking out Claw Machine. You can go to patreon.com/smashyclaw, become a patron, or don't. What do I care? Friends don't let friends podcast under the influence of anesthetic. Words to live by, I say. Okay, sorry, everybody, for this.